The soda water, your escape from this room. Capel there will guard the door as Mike did. Now start.
I do hope Bernie will remember his lines.
I'll remember them all right.
Now pour the drinks and get on with it.
Right. Now, whiskey for you, Bernie. I'll pour. And one for you, Mike. Capel. There's something I said about, what was it now? Toujours la politesse. Go on, Bernie.
I said, shut up. We ain't got all night.
Then they voted for soda. I said right, and they got it. Just like this.
Hey!
Oh, sorry, Inspector. Then I used the master switch, so, and the room is darkened, so.
Hold that door, Capel.
It's all right, Ben, I haven't gone. Here's the light again.
Well, why haven't you gone?
Don't be silly, Inspector. No good magician repeats his trick twice.
Oh, you...
And shall I tell you something? I didn't relish trying to get past Constable Capel. And I'll tell you something else, Inspector. No policeman in England could make me, or any person under suspicion, perform or say anything prejudicial...
You're smart, Fletcher. All right, now. I hope you haven't forgotten I have a search warrant. So get on with it, boys. Fletcher, we're going through your rooms with a fine-tooth comb now.
You're quite welcome.
You will accompany me to your bedroom, where I shall search your immediate belongings, and where I shall do you the honor of searching you personally.
Oh, you've joined the Diamond Seekers, have you? Come along, then. By the way, Ben, you ought to get a transfer to the French Sûreté.
Why?
Because that reenactment of the crime is peculiarly their technique. Incidentally, whose was the crime? Mine? Rubbish. Surely I'm allowed to squirt soda at two thugs who made a burglarious entry into my flat, eh?
Roly, I heard everything. I was scared stiff. They took hours.
And it'll take me hours to straighten the flat again.
The diamond. I heard the inspector say he was going to search you personally.
He did, too. A lighter. Down to my skin.
And couldn't find it?
No fear.
Then where was it?
In the inspector's own pocket. When I doused the lights during the reenactment, I slipped it in.
He's bound to find it later. So, you've lost it after all.
Not at all. When he was politely helping me to redress myself, I just picked his pocket. So don't distress yourself about the diamonds. Here it is.
And so Roland Fletcher wins another trick, and incidentally, a valuable jewel to add to the collection of the Grey Goose. I have been here. The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
One of these days when I publish my memoirs, edged in gold, needless to say, I shall add in an appendix my private collection of old saws I have found to be still incredibly sharp. A place of honor, I think, will go to the hardy annual Dead But He Won't Lie Down. Shall I tell you why? Splendid. Well, it all begins one bright May morning when I've risen early to take my constitutional in the park. The city can hardly be said to be wearing her garment like a sports coat, but it's the first fine day I've seen for some time. So I decide, simply, to sit on a bench in a sunny corner and, for once, allow my constitution to take me as I am. Imagine my surprise, then, when out of a clear blue sky, just as perfect peace is about to break out all over me, a little old gentleman, winding an extremely nervous watch, fusses up to me.
Dear, oh dear, oh dear. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Procrastination, sir. Procrastination is the thief of time. I may sit down. Thank you.
I beg your pardon.
Yes, I am late, and I admit I'm late. They told me you were waiting down here. More usual for clients to come to the lodge, you know. So that held me up for a start. However, what can I do for you?
Well, I have a feeling that remains to be seen.
Well, let's not be too downcast about it. Sad business, of course. Always a sad business. But life is short. And if there's one thing that's certain, it is that we must all come to the end of it sooner or later. Mm. Now, whom did you want the grave for? A brother? A sister? Or perhaps yourself?
What on earth are you talking about?
Well, you don't exactly have a bereaved look about you. Of course, that's not much guide nowadays. More and more people seem glad to be rid of their relatives. But it's not unusual for people to come along here and pick out plots for themselves against the day when they'll need them, you understand.
Do I look so moribund?
What was that?
Do I look as if I were about to die?
Oh, my dear chap, you may live for years, but don't let that put you off. Do you know something? The price of plots is going to go up. I've had it from the trustees. You be wise and buy while the market's steady.
My word, this is something new. The rising cost of dying, eh?
And of course, you have a better choice of site at the moment. Now, what can I interest you in? Oh, perhaps you'd care to glance through our prospectus. Oh, strange. Well, I could have sworn I had a prospectus on me when I came down.
Yes, don't overlook the prospectus. I'm sure the London County Council would like to have a look at it.
London, eh? What do you mean?
Well, I'm aware that the blitzed areas are turning into parking lots and swimming pools, but this is the first I've heard of a plan to convert St. James's Park into a cemetery.
St. James's Park? Do you mean to say a... Oh, my dear fellow.
Come, don't give it a thought. It's a touching ambition on your part. What is the park like this, after all, but man's acre? A last resting place for sandwich crusts, cigarette butts, and old newspapers. You'd like to see it become God's acre.
Dear, I can't say just how I'd regret. I could have sworn this was somewhere else. Oh, must apologize.
Not at all. I appreciate your solicitude. Grim reminder, though it may be.
I must go now. I'm so terribly sorry. Oh, dear.
I say, you're ill.
No, really. I must remain seated for a minute. That's all. Dizzy.
Is there something I can get you?
Well, if you wouldn't mind, tablets. Tablets? Where's good pocket? Two.
Of course. Now, let's see. You're in bad shape, you know. Ah, here we are. These tablets, eh? You won't be selling burial space to other people long if you go taking risks with a heart like that. There we are. Two.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good. Now, bottle screwed up. And back in the pocket for the next emergency. Now, my dear fellow, whoever you are, do you know what you're going to do? You're going to come up to my place, which is just over the way, and a very charming young lady who lives near will make you a strong cup of tea.
No. I don't wish to be any trouble.
Nonsense. What do you think I came into the park for anyway? Simply to cut myself a new Boy Scout staff.
Really? I thought you'd gone out.
All that fresh air was too much for me. And I found a gentleman in distress. Be an angel and make a cup of strong tea with plenty of sugar, will you? Oh, correction. Two cups.
You brought someone up. Is that wise?
My dear Barbara, this party is as harmless as a pet raccoon in solitary confinement. He's on the sofa in the other room, more or less passed out. Bad heart.
Oh, dear. Good Samaritans all. Three teaspoons and one for the pot coming up.
One for the Samaritan, you mean? Good girl. Well, now... to see how our invalid is progressing within. Well, how are you, my friend?
I thought I heard voices.
It must have been the radio. I left it on when I went out.
You went out, eh? Oh, yes, he went out all right. Out like a light. A big funeral.
You've a lot wrong with you, old chap. In addition to that heart, your mind does a bit of a ramble, doesn't it?
Still, life is short. We all come to the end of it sooner or later. Oh, dear. But do you know something?
What?
He's not dead.
You don't say. Now, why not lie back and rest?
I promise you he's not dead. The world thinks so. You think so. But I know that Arthur Briscoe is alive.
What? What name did you say?
He's alive, healthy, living and breathing. And everyone thinks he's dead.
But
dead? Oh, dear. I mustn't bring it on again.
Yeah. Lie back. No struggling. Yeah, just lie back and rest. That's it.
I won't tell you, you know. Oh, no. Too much to lose. He pointed that out. But I understood. I understood.
That's the way. Go to sleep for a bit. Arthur Briscoe, did you say? Arthur Briscoe? Let's have a word with Barbara about this. You rest easy, old chap.
Rolly, give the water a chance to boil.
Forget about the tea for a minute. Our guest has decided to sleep it off. Push the jolly old bookcase and come in, will you?
Right.
What's the matter?
Cast your mind back, Barbara. About 10 years. Naturally, you'll tell me that you were only a child at the time, but perhaps you had an interest in the affairs of the world beyond your years. Did you ever hear the name Arthur Briscoe?
Oh, dear. Long time ago.
Now, come, come. Let's not be bashful about the passing of time. I myself am edging. Well, you're edging yourself. We're all edging. Now then, who was Arthur Briscoe?
Does this have something to do with our unconscious visitor? Who's he, by the way?
Why, he's... Do you know, Barbara, I completely forgot to ask him.
Well, we'd better find out, hadn't we?
Oh, the shame if we've been sheltering the agent of a foreign power or something. Come along.
Something tells me the Grey Goose is about to ruffle his own feathers.
Shh, don't breathe it. Walls are not the only members of the present company possessing ears. If you must say things like that, call me Mr. Hex, like Charlie Austin.
But seriously, Mr. Hex, like Charlie Austin, do you sense dirty work?
I can't imagine what you mean. I ask you a simple question, expecting a simple answer.
Arthur Briscoe was wanted for forgery, false pretenses, theft, and triple murder. Died a natural death some years ago, before Inspector Ford and his brood caught up with him.
Ah, so you do remember. Go to the top of the class. And observe closely while I give our sleeping beauty the once-over. Now, first, top coat pocket. Yes, wallet. And in the outer compartment of the wallet, hoopla.
A calling card?
No, looks more like a bill folded up tight. Oh, wrong again. Receipt. Debtor to Dr. Yes, details of treatment. Addressed to Mr. Edward Stokes, the Large Green Meadows.
And this must be he.
Why, of course, that explains it.
Explains what?
Why, he tried to sell me a plot of earth for a grave in St. James's Park.